Hello everybody, and I hope you enjoyed that song called Eye of the Tiger. By who? I don't know. I think it's from the 80s or something, so I don't really know. If you'd like to tell me, you can contact me. It's on the website. Should be anyway. Either not now, but later, it will be. And in case you're wondering what this is called, it's called Space Astronauts. Why? Yeah, because I said it was. No, seriously, it was just recommended by a friend. And me and Mark were having troubles thinking of a name. Because all I could think of was gay things, and he couldn't think at all. So, he recommended this, and it stuck. So we're using it. If you don't like it, too bad. And I guess in this episode, I will talk about what I think of the movie Borat. I just watched it last night, which was the night of April 6th, and today's April 7th. And probably, as you can tell, I don't have much of a show lined up, so I am looking at the show notes, but I don't have much planned. Like I said, the movie Borat. And I'll talk about some random things. Just things that are annoying me and stuff. In case you're wondering if we'll do, bios on ourselves? On myself? Fuck. I'll do that later with Mark, so we'll do it both at the same time. And I guess with that, we'll do my movie review on Borat. Like I said, I watched it last night, and it was perverted. Pretty perverted. If you're not into that whole perverted thing like I am, you will not like this. At one point in time, he even shows a picture of his son's penis to a lady. It was so funny. He's like, hey, yo, yeah, this is my son's penis. It's growing 6 inches. It used to be a lot smaller than that. It was so funny. The movie was good, it was funny. In case you've never heard of it or you don't know what it's about a guy from Kazakhstan, some fucked up name. And he goes over to America to figure out how to improve their country, because they have a big Jew problem. They like making fun of Jews. So he goes over to America to figure out what the hell, what's so great about their country. So he goes over there, he ends up like losing his partner, and that's helping him do the bio on America and stuff, and then he gets, like, super obsessed with Pamela Anderson. It's disgusting. Goes all the way across the goddamn country to see Pamela Anderson and try and marry her at a, autograph. You know when they autograph posters? One of those autograph things. He tries to marry her there. Then he, like, sexually molests her and stuff. It's funny. And in the end, the country doesn't actually change that much. His sister's still a prostitute and stuff. It's funny. And he, like, kisses his sister. And it's so disgusting. Him and his partner, they're doing the thing across the country. They, like, have a gay fight. They're, like, totally naked. And they're having a brawl. And they're apartment room. They're naked and they're like making each other lick each other's asses and stuff. It's so disgusting. And luckily they blank out their penises, otherwise it would have been really fucking gross. I was pretty grossed out by that, but it was funny. They're like having a supper with a whole bunch of people so he can figure out real manners. And he's sitting at the supper table. And he's just like, so what did you used to do for a job? And the one guy's just like, I was retired. I'm retired. And then he's just like, you're retarded? And he's just like, no, I'm retired. You're retarded? My brother is retarded. He has to wear a straitjacket and stuff. He's like, no, I'm retired. It's like, oh God, the retarded person's getting mad. And overall, I thought the movie was great. So, if you haven't seen it yet, and you're of age, this is probably not a good movie for, like, 10, no, probably 11. My little brother's 11, and he thought it was kind of sick and twisted, so probably from 11 years age down, you probably shouldn't watch it. You're probably not going to be younger or the same age as that if you've been listening to this, so. And now moving on from my super gay movie review, we'll move into something that's been bothering me lately. That would be people. To be more specific, sorry, not very good at speaking sometimes. That would be people. Like I said, to be more specific, family members. To be even more specific, brothers and or sisters. I hate them. Well, I don't hate them, but sometimes they get in the way. You don't like them very much. The reason I'm pissed off at my one brother right now is because of World of Warcraft. He won't stop playing it. In case you don't know what World of Warcraft is, it's an MMORPG where you take on the fictional role of a character such as like a troll or a orc or a big bull guy or something like that, I don't remember, or a warlock or something. Just kind of cool things like that. But it costs money, it costs like $40 a month or $40 every 2 months to play. And my brother's heavily obsessed with it, and he literally plays like about 6 or 7 hours of it every day. And I don't know, I find it quite annoying that he can't find something else to do but play a game full of stupid things. I personally think they should ban this game. I don't like it. It is gay. Fuck. I mean, they can't even let you rape people in the game. It's gay. I want to play a game. I want to go up and just rape people. Just rape everyone. But you can't. You can put in commands. You can't do slash rape. You can do like slash laugh. Gay. You can do like slash train and you pretend you're in a train. Who the fuck wants to pretend they're in a train? I mean, seriously. And another gay thing is you can't just go around killing guys. You can kill like the computer guys or whatever the hell they're called. But you can't just go up to some random guy and slit his throat and kill him. Or like in Grand Theft Auto, just pump him full of lead or something. I think that'd be fun. So that's why I don't play that game and I just go and play Grand Theft Auto. Or go outside and play a game. And that's why I don't like my brother playing it, because I find it quite stupid. Not that I don't like my brother, I just don't like my brother playing it. Simple as that. And I guess I'm gonna wrap this show up now. Obviously, it's not very long. And if you want to contact me, it'll be on the site you downloaded this off of. That's the only way you can download it is from our site. So, see ya. Take it easy. And I'm gonna play an ending song here called, as you can see, I don't actually have a song. So I'm just gonna fuck it. I'm gonna do, Incubus Light Grenades, because I like that song. You don't like it? You're fucking bad, fuckers. I'm out.